A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Now when Jesus saw great crowds around him, he gave orders to go over to the other side. A scribe then approached and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead." The Gospel of the Lord. I invite you today to picture that scene. Next to the shore, Jesus with people standing all around. He's just been preaching, very popular. But he says, "It's time for us to go. Get in the boat. Let's go to the other side." And a few people in the crowd have a few things to say. Of course, the scribe. But then his disciple has this curious, "No, wait a minute. Before we go, let me go bury my father." And Jesus' response has the kind of incredulous character of, "Well, do what you want to do, but this boat is leaving. Are you going to get on or not? Are you following me, or are you going to bury your father?" It's a hard question, because these are both good things. Certainly following Jesus is a good thing to do, but burying one's father was an obligation under the law. You needed to stay around and do that. So this poor disciple is trying to decide between, well, which of these? And the thing it clouded was the question that was right in front of him. Do you get on the boat or not? That's the point I think we all come to at some point in our life. There's a boat leaving. And are we getting on it or are we not? And that boat represents what's most important to us in our lives. Maybe it's a commitment we're going to make, get married, enter religious life. Different things for different people. But it comes down to choosing this, taking this direction means choosing none of those other things. And if I choose this, I don't know how the rest is going to work out. I remember that point for me. 18 years ago, I remember getting on that boat. That's when I joined the Dominicans. And it has been an incredible blessing. But at that time, I had no idea how these other things were going to work out. It was very unclear to me, but I knew that this is where my heart lies. This is that to which Jesus was calling me. And I had to get on that boat. So that's the challenge that this gospel lays before all of us today. What is that one thing that's most important to us? And are we on that boat? Because the boat is leaving.